high angular resolution near IR view of the Orion Bar revealed by Keck, NIRC2, by Emily Habit et al. Nearby photo dissociation regions, PDRs, where the gas and dust are heated by the far UV irradiation emitted from stars, are ideal templates to study the main stellar feedback processes. With this study, we aim to probe the detailed structures at the interfaces between ionized, atomic, and molecular gas in the Orion Bar. This nearby prototypical strongly irradiated PDR will be among the first targets of the James Webb Space Telescope (JWST) within the framework of the PDR's for all early release science program. We employed the sub-arcsec resolution accessible with Keck-2 NIRC2 and its adaptive optics system to obtain the most detailed and complete images, ever performed, of the vibrationally excited line H2-1-OS-1 at 2.12, tracing the dissociation front, and the FEII and bridge gamma lines, at 1.64 and 2.16 respectively, tracing the ionization front. We obtained narrow band filter images in these key gas line diagnostic over approximately 40 inches at spatial scales of approximately 0.1 inches, approximately 0.0002% or approximately 40 astronomical units at 414%. The Keck NIRC2 observations spatially resolve a plethora of irradiated substructures such as ridges, filaments, globules and propleids. A remarkable spatial coincidence between the H2-1-OS-1 vibrational and HCO+J=4-3 rotational emission previously obtained with ALMA is observed. This likely indicates the intimate link between these two molecular species and highlights that in high-pressure PDR the H2 and C+C Colorado transition zones come closer as compared to a typical layered structure of a constant density PDR. This is in agreement with several previous studies that claimed that the Orion Bar edge is composed of very small, dense, highly irradiated PDRs at high thermal pressure immersed in a more diffuse environment. This was high angular resolution near IR view of the Orion Bar revealed by Keck, NIRC2, by Emily Habit et al.